Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
In case you guys missed the last couple of podcasts where we've been interviewing individuals who are in runoff elections here in the state of Texas, and the reason why I'm focused on this is because I just went looking for a list of runoffs of who was actually in the runoff elections here in Texas. This is a result of Super Tuesday, nobody getting 50 plus one in these particular races in these districts, so they're forced into a May 28th runoff. I couldn't find anybody in the basket of biased press who put together an article saying, hey, if this is your district, there's a runoff. If this is your district, this is a runoff, listing the runoffs. So I said, oh, well, there's a reason for that. They don't want us talking about it. They don't want us focused on it. These people in the left-wing biased press. So naturally, I said, I've got to focus on it. So that's what we've been doing. And I reached out to our pals at the Texas Scorecard and said, hey, guys, I really would like to put together these podcasts and then maybe gather them all on one page so that on TexasScorecard.com, so people can say, hey, here's your runoff rundown, and you can hear from the challengers who are trying to rid Texas of some incumbent Republicans who have been less than conservative, far less than conservative, and frankly, in my opinion, pro-Democrat. And I think we did something special here in Texas. I've always regarded Texas as special since I got here in 2006, escaping from the People's Republic of California. And what was so special about it was the fact that it was conservative and unapologetically so. Even the Democrats back then were more conservative than the Republicans out in California. That's all changed. The Democrats have become very extreme here in Texas. They've become pro-illegal immigration. They've become pro-China. They've become pro-anything that's anti-American they support, right? So accommodating these people has not been my priority, but it has turned into the priority of some of these fake Republicans who, frankly, are Democrats who just can't get elected in Republican districts. So Texas on primary day showed how special we were. We are the only state so far that is said to recalcitrant and fake Republicans, you're out. You don't want to stand up to these Democrats, the most extreme version of the Democrat Party this country has ever been cursed with. Fine, you're out. Texas is still the only state that has done this. And there is something that has evolved from this by those who are coming into the legislature who have already won their races against these pro-Democrat Republicans. And then all they have to do is get past the Democrats in November. and those who were already in the Texas State House who were conservatives who believed in opposing Democrats. It's something called a contract with Texas. Now, you all remember the commitment to America, which was put out by Kevin McCarthy, one of these Republicans who caves to Democrats. And everybody said, man, this is weak tea, dude. This is no contract with America. So I think this was the inspiration, the brainchild of conservatives here in Texas to say, no, we're going to make a contract with Texas. It's not very complicated. Here's what it says. Contract with Texas to reform the House of Representatives and select a real Republican speaker. Not really complicated, is it? Because heretofore, the Republican speaker has been chosen by the Democrats, who they would approve, who they could extort a bunch of political payoffs from. And that's how the Charlie Garin Gang of 11 coup resulted in us having left-wing Republican speakers since 2009-2010. Seven legislative sessions that have tilted toward the Democrats, even though they don't have the majority. So this contract states the following. Texas voters have repeatedly elected Republicans to serve as governor, lieutenant governor in every statewide office and given Republicans huge majorities in both the Texas House and the Texas Senate. However, for far too long, Republican speakers of the Texas House have centralized power to themselves, which renders individual Texans without effective representation and colluded with Democrats to advance progressive policies and stop Republican priorities. The House's most recent session was marked by obstruction, dysfunction, and a lack of fundamental fairness in the application of House rules, and this cannot continue. The message of last month's primary was self-evident and sent a clear message that business as usual is not acceptable. The future of our state is on the line, and with an out-of-control federal government that seeks to undermine our borders, our Constitution, our freedoms, Texas must lead by example. As conservative Republican members and prospective members of the Texas House, we are committed to reforming it from a body of liberal dysfunction to a body more faithfully serves Texas voters, and it is time for new leadership in the Texas House. To keep the promises we've made to Texas voters, we, the undersigned, expect the next Speaker of the House to advance the cause of liberty and adhere to a minimum to the following reforms to improve the integrity, transparency, and efficiency of the House. Number one, only solicit support for speakership from Republican members. Number two, end the practice of awarding Democrats with committee chairmanships. Number three, ensure all GOP legislative priorities receive a floor vote before any Democrat bills. Number four, replace the current liberal parliamentarian with staff committed to only offering advice on adherence to House rules, not to advancing their political personal ideology. Number five, limit the speaker to two terms to reduce their power over individual members. Number six, ensure there are no longer any Democrat majority committees, which makes sense because it's a majority Republican House. You shouldn't have Democrats in a majority anywhere. Number seven, stop parliamentary abuse by requiring only substantial adherence to House rules to keep hyper-technical points of order from killing good legislation. Number eight, allow audio-video recordings of all House proceedings, including point-of-order debates. Number nine, start substantive work as soon as session begins and end delays that kill priority legislation. On this one, folks, this is what the pro-Democrat Republicans have done. They go on vacation, right? They don't get to work right away the way the Senate does. It's a poor work ethic. It's very Democrat. It's very Phelan. It's very Strauss. It's very Bonin. They don't believe in working for a living. So, folks, we've got to get rid of that no work ethic in the Texas House. Number 10, reform the calendars committee to increase transparency and accountability. Number 11, select a Republican as Speaker pro tem. Ooh, that's right. Remember, Dade Phelan chose a Democrat Speaker pro tem. And that Democrat ended up being a big supporter of those folks who were supporting the October 7th terrorist attack against Israel. Yeah. Joe Moody was a big BLM supporter. Is still a big BLM supporter. And number 12, decentralize power by prohibiting the distribution of political funds from the speaker. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. The only way it's going to be implemented is if we follow through and make sure the political earthquake that happened on Super Tuesday turns into a resulting tsunami, wiping out the pro-Democrat Republicans who are in runoffs. Up next, a guy who says he's battling one of those pro-Democrat Republicans. That comes your way next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy, and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Folks, I don't know if you've heard what Mike Turner has been saying. Congressman, Republican Mike Turner has been saying, in defense of the indefensible, the FISA program, and defense of sending more of your money, $60 billion overseas to Ukraine, he wants to team up with Democrats to disadvantage Americans. And that's a problem we're having here across the United States, but a problem we're having in Texas as well. The difference between Texas and the United States is in Texas, we're starting to see a reckoning, a rhino reckoning. Those who betrayed their voters in service to socialists are losing their job. But the job is not over for we, the people of Texas. We have to finish the job, finish off these rhinos. There is no place in Texas. There is no place in the conservative movement for those who would betray us in service to socialists. There are none. Your job when you go to any legislative body is to do the will of the people. That's your job, to adhere to the Constitution, do the will of the people, period, end of sentence. And when you legislate against that, so you can get along with your Democrat friends who have no interest in doing that for their voters, well, that's when you got to go, in my view. Let me bring in Chris Spencer. He's a business owner from Hughes Springs in Cass County. He's a lifelong conservative, a graduate of Hughes Springs High School and the University of Texas at Tyler. He was appointed by Governor Greg Abbott in 2018 as chairman of the Sulphur River Basin Authority. Mr. Spencer, welcome to the Salcedo Show.
Well, Chris Salcedo, the man, the myth, the legend. I'm so glad to get to talk to you this morning.
Sir, right back at you. You're in a runoff with a moderate incumbent by the name of Gary Vandiver, one of Dade Phelan's left-wing hands. In your approach to government, what sets you and Mr. Vandiver apart?
Well, here's my approach to government. My approach to government is limited. It's small. And let me say something about the people of House District 1 where we're running. They are rural and they're conservative. And that is my approach to government.
Okay.
Separates me from Gary Van
Diver. Yes, it does. Gary Van Diver is, and we're going to get to that in detail, that he believes it's his job to show up into the legislature and do the bidding of special interests and his own. For example, he voted against children and parents and teachers by opposing education freedom and school choice, despite a clear majority in Texas who say parents deserve this. They deserve this power and not the government. Texas Senator Ted Cruz has called this issue the civil rights issue of our time, and I believe he's right. So what's the polling like in your district on education freedom, and where do you stand on it?
Well, it's so funny you mention that, but because before I got in the race, in October of 23, I actually commissioned a poll myself on the issue, paid big money for it. And what it boiled down to was this. In House District 1, in our five counties of East Texas, 76% of the people wanted educational freedom.
Wow.
We defined it as educational savings accounts where the funding followed the child. 76% of the people supported it. 15% of the people did not support it, and 19% were unsure. And, Chris, we also ask another question. Do you support a teacher pay raise? 81% of the people do support a teacher pay raise. So here's the thing. Those two are not mutually exclusive. The people in House District 1 are for educational freedom, and they're for better pay for teachers. So one of the issues that came up was we need to decouple that. We need to have a standalone bill to give teachers a pay raise. Well, that's not what the people in House District 1 believe. They believe in educational freedom. They believe in teacher pay raises. And I support the right of parents to make the decision that's best for their child with their hard-earned tax dollars supporting that decision.
You know, and that's where the rubber meets the road is what's this going to look like at the end of the day? And for me, it's a very simple calculation. And it's where you started your conversation, Mr. Spencer. It is the money follows the child, end of sentence. And these private education systems, which will get more funding flowing in naturally because parents are eager to escape GovEd and the indoctrination centers they've devolved into. So that's going to immediately result in a pay raise for good teachers who can provide results. I don't know that it's in the taxpayers' best interests to fund two systems. Where are you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's something, you know, it's still out in the weeds, and we don't know what legislation is going to look like. But I will say this much. People of Texas are smart. They're independent. And I think that the legislature, as far as the new Texas House of Representatives, you're going to see a cultural realignment. I mean, there's no question about it. And so that's going to be addressed. But the long term, I don't know how two systems will be funded. That's a good question.
Yeah, well, right. And I think it would be foolhardy to fund two systems, just use the current system that we have, but instead you send the money, as you said, follows the child, and wherever the parents decide they want to go, they want to go. That's going to turn teachers into a commodity, and all of a sudden you're going to have a lot of private sector schools wanting to pay good money for good teachers, and that's where the pay rate, they're finally going to get paid what they deserve rather than be pigeonholed in these government structures where a good teacher who's got 10 years in service and a bad teacher with 10 years of service get paid the same thing. That's not merit, and that's what we got to get rid of. Chris Spencer is our guest here, folks. He's a business owner, so he knows about merit. He knows about earning what you get and getting rewarded for it. And he's running an HD1 to replace a left-wing Republican by the name of Gary Van Diver. Let's talk about him because he has remained silent on Speaker Dade Phelan appointing Democrats to powerful chairmanships with the expressed intent of killing conservative legislation, as they have done over and over and over again. Are you equally silent on this issue, sir?
Not hardly at all. In fact, I've written full-page ads to the opposite of that. Number one, I do not support the re-election of Dade Phelan to the House of Representatives, much less being Speaker. Having said that, I will only support a conservative speaker who will only appoint Republicans as chairs. You know, Chris, Texas is the only state in the nation with a Republican majority in the legislature that appoints Democratic chairs. I mean, can you imagine Speaker Mike Johnson appointing Maxine Waters to chair the Financial Services Committee? Well, you have things like that that go on in Austin. And Gary Van Dever is not silent on the issue. He's just not putting it in writing. But when we have forums, he doubles down. He stands up for Speaker Phelan, and he stands up for Democrats. It's like, you know, I know that Democrats support Hamas. I know that Democrats want to defund the police. But I believe we have some nice Democrats in Austin. It's like that. And he doubles down on appointing Democrats as chairs.
I'm glad you brought that up, because in my view, if it wasn't for the extremism on display by Democrats, I don't believe the earthquake that happened on Super Tuesday would have happened in Texas. But the Democrats have gone, as you pointed out, they are supporting Hamas. They are betraying Israel. They've opened up our borders. Crime is through the roof, courtesy of Democrats. They are conducting lawfare against their political enemies all around the country. And Americans see this. So anybody like Gary Van Dever, perceived or in reality, favoring Democrats, enabling Democrats to do harm to their own voters, that they're not tolerated, at least here in the state of Texas. Is that what HD1 is saying? That, look, the Democrats are so extreme. If you are out there trying to make sure they can harm us, we don't want you representing us. Is that the...
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And here's the thing. And in HD1, if you call somebody a Democrat, you're insulting them. Yeah. And you've got to know something, Chris. I'm 58. And the Democratic Party was different whenever I was a young boy growing up. This
sure.
is not your grandfather's Democratic Party that you're seeing.
Yep.
And I think the people of East Texas have had a belly full of it. And now, they want to see change. And they do not want Democratic chairs in Austin.
Dale Hulls, he got 11% of the vote on Super Tuesday. And I spoke with him and asked him who he was endorsing. And he has put all of his backing behind you. Where does the polling suggest the 11% of the Hulls voters will go, to either you or Gary Van Dever?
Well, we got polling back last week from the governor's office commission to poll, and it showed right here at the outset that 85% of the Hulls supporters are supporting us, and the rest show undecided. So we're very, very grateful. Let me say something about Dale Hulls and he earned every single vote that he got. He had been going door to door for a year. Dale Hulls is a fine, decent Christian man. He's a veteran. He's a constitutional conservative. And if Dale Hulls had gone to Austin, you'd have been proud of the way he voted. So I love having Dale as a friend, and I am grateful for his support and his confidence.
Well, I wanted you to wrap up the interview here with your message to not only the voters in District 1, but as you know, around the great state of Texas, many districts sent a lot of these left-wing, moderate Republicans packing already. So they may have, they don't have a runoff in their district. They may be inclined to either show up to District 1 and do some block walking for you. They may be inclined to send some money to your campaign. So if you would be inclined to just say what your message is to not only the District 1 voters, but those who want a rhino reckoning to get rid of pro-Democrat Republicans in our midst. And what would your outreach message be to them as well?
Well, my outreach message was, I am so grateful to the people and to the state rep elects like Hillary Hickland and Joanne Schaffner and so forth across the state of Texas, Mitch Little, that have reached out to me and have offered help. Block walkers, we have a great reservoir of volunteers. Our fundraising has picked up. And let me say, Chris, that we've got to finish the job. There's several runoffs coming up on May 28th. We've got May 28th. It's a weird voting time. May 28th is the day after Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And then the week before is only 1 week of early voting, May 20th through 24th. So turnout is the key. Turnout is always the key. But especially in a race like this, most of the ballots in House District 1 are just going to have one race, Chris Spencer versus Gary Van Dever. And let me say that I will never let you down. and that when I go to Austin, I will pray that the Lord be glorified in what I say and what I do and how I vote. Well, and sir, that is my message to the people of East Texas and to the people of the state of Texas.
Well, it's a prayer we make every day and every night before we go to sleep on this program. Just your will is what we like to say. So, Mr. Spencer, could you give your web address so that folks can find you online?
Absolutely. It's chrisspencer.com. C-H-R-I-S-S-P-E-N-C-E-R, chrisspencer.com. Would love to hear from you. Would appreciate your prayers, your support, your financial help. Anything that you can do for us, and it's on to victory May 28th.
Well, all the cool people in this world are named Chris. So
that's, there you go. That's, you got it.
Mr. Spencer, thank you very much. Appreciate the time. And with that, we call an end to this Salcedo Storm podcast. Folks, if you have a runoff in your district, it is important, it is vital that you get out there and vote your values. If you are a conservative, don't vote for a Republican squish. Don't vote for a Republican who strokes their chin thoughtfully and looks at the most extreme left-wing example, anti-American example of the Democrat Party that this country has ever seen and say, hey, we got to meet them halfway. No, they need to be defeated, and we need to have conservative Republicans who say, yeah, we're supposed to be an opposition party. We're supposed to oppose what they're doing. And that's how you should vote, if that's your sensibility. So, folks, do yourself a favor. Visit a couple of websites. If you go to Texas Scorecard, TexasScorecard.com, they'll keep you posted on those runoffs. They'll keep you posted. Hopefully, we're going to be able to put together that page, that runoff page dedicated so you can be hearing some of these challengers to some of these incumbent Republicans. Also, go to ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you can find me, the Chris Salcedo Shows, talk radio in the morning. And that is simulcast, KSEV, and to Getter and Rumble and Newsmax 2. In the afternoon, we go all TV on Newsmax 1 from 4 o'clock till 5 Eastern. We do that Monday through Friday. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
The word is out. Epic Central is more than a good time. It's a cliff-hanging, wave-slaying, waterfront dining, Vegas-style fountain show shining, pickleball playing, overnight staying, thrilling, filling, chilling, epic good time. Check out DFW's newest entertainment district off Highway 161 in Grand Prairie, or plan your escape at epiccentral.com. Epic Central, all together epic.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail, and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle, and I've lost 20 pounds already, and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.